about this time on Monday. I told you about the 14-hour-long effort to pluck a California man out of a cave in eastern Utah. He'd fallen while exploring the cave in Uinta County, ending up in bad shape with broken bones today. His dad, James Felton, told the Deseret News the rescue effort was incredible.
These firemen, they were just telling me they actually brought him up, probably 150 feet up, to get him out of there. And they wouldn't give him pain medications because they needed him to be, you know, ambulatory. So they had to make him stand up to get through one crevice, and they had to suck in their gut because it was so, they could barely squeeze through. The story is unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, he had compound fractures on both his wrists, and his bones were sticking out of both his wrists and both of his elbows. And he had a broken ankle, broken pelvis, and a brain bleed at that time. So, and they made him, he had to stand up and they had to push him through this thing because they couldn't put any ropes on him because the space was too confining. It took them almost 7 hours once they reached him just to get him out, those two guys.
Felton says two of the rescuers met with the family this week, telling them the full story. Felton says they were incredibly grateful and want to make sure the people who did so much to save their son get the recognition they deserve.
They're selfless. I mean, they're absolutely selfless heroes. You know, and this guy, when I was telling him, this Dave Dixon is his name, is the one guy that I've met, and he's telling me, he goes, "Oh, I don't need recognition." He goes, "No, it was a blast. I had a blast being down there." You know, and he goes, "To you guys, this is, you know, a big deal. It's scary, and you know, because you're so hurt." But he goes, "To me, that's where I live, man." So I mean, that is, it's unbelievable. You know, he came here and and he was at my son's bedside. He was crying. I mean, it's just. I mean, to me, this is the stuff that movies are made of, you know? So and I guess one of the things, that Zachary was awake this entire time, and he never lost consciousness. And so they were telling him stories to keep him laughing, you know, and stuff. So they were saying, "Hey, who do you want to have play you in the movie when they make this into a movie?" And, you know, just that kind of stuff. It was just, to hear this guy tell this story is just, unbelievable.
Felton says his son Zachary has already been through several surgeries. He had broken a bunch of bones in his arms and his legs. Zachary has a long road ahead, but has plenty of support too.